Financial issues were on the agenda of the SARDA board Wednesday. Members approved a resolution changing ProLine service. After February 10th, the service will operate 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday through Friday, and rides will not be guaranteed. Once rides are booked, another rider will not be able to book the same route and time. SARDA CEO Kurt Conrad called the on-demand, point-to-point, unlimited service unsustainable in its current form. The board earlier signed off on resolutions to deal with the effects of lower tax revenues, federal funding, proceeds from fares, and an increase in SARDA's local share of capital projects. A $4 million deficit is projected this year. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney has granted a request to postpone the retrial of 54-year-old Robert Moore of Alliance. He's charged with aggravated murder in the presumed killing of a Smith Township teen. Prosecutor Lynn Merrow asked Sweeney for a continuance. Moore's trial was scheduled to begin Monday. Merrow also requested a special prosecutor assume the case due to a possible conflict of interest. Merrow says she consulted with Moore's family after he was charged in 2021 in her private practice. No new trial date has been set. A motion for a bond reduction is set for February 6th. The juvenile equivalent of a not guilty plea has been entered by three Canton teens charged in a deadly drive-by shooting in the city. Pleas were entered Tuesday in Stark County Family Court during the arraignment of 19-year-olds Tracy and Jones and Jerry Dotson and 17-year-old Paul Johnson. Another hearing scheduled for February 21st. Prosecutors want the three tried as adults in Common Pleas Court. They're charged with murder, felonious assault, and a weapons count. They stem from the April 2023 slaying of Bryson Barksdale, who was discovered dead inside a home on Otto Place Northeast. Stark County Sheriff Eric Weisburn has another title, Dog Warden. He will oversee the office's operations under a memorandum of understanding passed by commissioners Wednesday. The agreement runs through the end of 2026. The sheriff took over supervision of the dog warden's office 6 years ago. The county side of the Ohio State University Extension Office will move to the former Ohio headquarters of Chesapeake Energy in Louisville. The deal is effective March 1st. The rental rate for the first year is $27,500. The extension office is located at R.G. Drake Career and Technical Center. County commissioners have approved a new contract for union employees of the county building department. It covers two clerks and six inspectors. Commissioner Richard Regula says the three-year agreement is effective immediately. The deal passed Wednesday with AFSCME, Ohio Local 8. Local 959, AFL-CIO, includes pay raises of 3% the first and second years, 3.5% the third. Employee share of health insurance costs will hold steady at 13% the first 2 years, and will increase to 14% the final year. New year means reorganization for the Sebring Board of Education. During Monday's meeting, Melinda Vecchio was elected president, Joanne Jones elected vice president. Regular meetings will be held in the high school auditorium the third Monday of each month at 6 o'clock. Personal injury damage payments are beginning to be received by residents affected by the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. Comes 3 months after final approval of a $600 million settlement with Norfolk Southern. The Salem News reports the claims were open to those who lived or worked within 10 miles of the accident and not subject to an appeal process that's delaying party damage payments. Residents of the Village, Unity Township, Columbiana, New Waterford, and communities in western Pennsylvania received confirmation letters disclosing the amount awarded from the Personal Injury Fund. Those payments come from $120 million set aside from the settlement. Recipients can pick up checks at the settlement center in East Palestine or opt for direct deposit. A two-vehicle crash closed the westbound lanes of I-80 near Hubbard overnight. 30-year-old Enmal Grover of Greenwood, Indiana, was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown with life-threatening injuries. Highway Patrol says Grover was driving a semi-truck that rear-ended another semi that was traveling at a reduced speed just after midnight. The road was reopened at about 4 o'clock. The other driver was not hurt. A Youngstown man has been indicted by a federal grand jury. 24-year-old Rayshawn Hall charged with possession with intent to deliver controlled substances, including fentanyl and cocaine. The charges related to a search of a Park Hill Drive home last October. Hall's 42-year-old father, Alfred, was shot to death and a 43-year-old woman wounded in the home about a month later. No arrests have been made in that case. The search of the home reportedly turned up cocaine, methamphetamine, and $56,000 in cash. Serial numbers on some of the money reportedly matched that of bills used in controlled purchases by undercover agents. Arbitrator has ruled in favor of a former Youngstown police officer accused of dereliction of duty. The report determined the city had just cause to discipline Lieutenant Brian Flynn, but his firing was unreasonable and not appropriate. The arbitrator says Flynn should get his job back with seniority intact. The city plans to appeal the finding. Flynn was placed on administrative leave in March 2021 and terminated in December 2022 after being charged with 14 counts of dereliction of duty.